Manu Patra alerts dated the 8th of April 2020. Allahabad High Court has rejected the bail plea moved by Director, Finance, of the Uttar Pradesh Power Corporation Limited, UPPCL, in connection with a Provident Fund investment scam, stating that a deep-rooted conspiracy appeared to be involved in the case. Karnataka High Court has directed the state government to disclose whether it has ascertained as a measure of preparedness the total requirement of masks of various categories and personal protection equipment, PPE, kits and what is the action plan of the state to procure the equipment. Kerala High Court has directed the Bar Council of Kerala to file a statement explaining the details of their proposal to distribute funds for the welfare of advocates in general amid the COVID-19 situation, including those who are not members of the Kerala Advocates Welfare Fund Trust. Union Ministry of Consumer Affairs has authorized the state's union territories to notify orders under the Essential Commodities Act, 1955. By relaxing the requirement of prior concurrence of the central government, up to the 30th of June, 2020. Supreme Court of India has directed all states and union territories to ensure that prisoners who have been released from jails are provided safe transit so that they can reach their homes in wake of the national lockdown as a result of the coronavirus, COVID-19, outbreak. Supreme Court has issued notice to Centre and Assam government on a plea seeking the release of persons who have spent more than 2 years in the foreigners' detention centres in Assam. Supreme Court has issued notice in the petition regarding the immediate evacuation of Indian students stranded in the United Kingdom due to the lockdown and travel disruption in both the countries in wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. Supreme Court has asked a Bhopal gas tragedy survivor to immediately approach the Madhya Pradesh High Court at Jabalpur with her petition challenging the conversion of the Bhopal Memorial Hospital and Research Center, BMHRC, into a hospital exclusively for the treatment of COVID-19 patients. Supreme Court has closed a bunch of petitions regarding the Karnataka's border blockade, after the center told the court that passage would be allowed to Kerala patients who are not infected with COVID-19, seeking emergency medical services in Mangalore. Supreme Court has sought the response of central government on centre's apathy not appointing members and chairperson of the Telecom Dispute Settlement and Appellate Tribunal, TDSAT, the country's apex telecom tribunal, rendering it non-functional, even as it extended the present chairman's tenure, which was to end on the 20th of April. 2020, by 3 months. Delhi High Court has rejected the interim bail plea of ex-Fortis promoter Shivinder Mohan Singh, arrested for alleged misappropriation of funds from Religaf Invest Limited, stating that there was no risk of him contracting COVID-19 in jail. Delhi High Court has held that Yes Bank should not have classified a loan account as non-performing asset, NPA, when a delay in payment of installments was caused due to the conditions brought about by the effects of COVID-19. Bombay High Court has given interim relief to MEP Infrastructure Developers Director, Anuya Jayant Maheskaran Toll Collection Company, IDL Toll and Infrastructure, by restraining ICICI Home Finance from selling shares of MEP pledged by them against two pending loans. Bombay High Court has reiterated that failure to comply with the provisions of Section 5A of the Land Acquisition Act, 1894 results in vitiation of the acquisition proceedings. Calcutta High Court has switched to Microsoft Teams for hearing extremely urgent matters via video conferencing and accordingly, all the stakeholders have been advised to download the software application on their laptops or mobile phones. Karnataka High Court has dismissed a plea to allow wine shops to remain open during the lockdown, stating that there was no public interest involved in allowing the opening of wine shops, especially when a large population is deprived of the elementary requirement of food, during the lockdown period of 21 days. Telangana High Court has cancelled summer vacation for High Court and all subordinates courts. While taking stock of the Supreme Court guidelines passed on 6 April 2020 for court functioning through video conferencing during the coronavirus pandemic, Jharkhand High Court has directed the state government to approach the center for meeting its additional requirements of medical equipment to curb the spread of the coronavirus. The court emphasized that the state should seek more testing kits from the center and also open additional centers to examine the large number of persons quarantined. The court also opined that the state government must explore some testing facilities even for the persons having asymptomatic trends. Rajasthan High Court has quashed the First Information Report, FIR, registered against Twitter Chief Executive Officer, CEO, Jack Dorsey and film critic, Anurag Betticut over holding a poster stating Smash Brahminical Patriarchy in 2018. National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, has urged all the litigants to file joint memo of written submissions, to avoid the lengthy process of filing replies and rejoinders and ensure rapid disposal. Health Ministry has framed detailed guidelines to manage suspected and confirmed COVID-19 cases in separate graded facilities. The centre has decided to grade facilities and designate them as COVID Care Centre, Dedicated COVID Health Centre, and Dedicated COVID Hospital, to avoid cohorting of COVID-19 patients with other patients. Centre has directed states to assign a unique identifier to each person who has contracted or is suspected of having contracted COVID-19, as part of efforts to contain the spread of the disease.